Yesterday afternoon, actually, we didn't have that game because it was a day game. 4-2, they're 34-34 on the season. The Kenzie Royals are 28-41. The old game was rain delayed at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, Missouri. 11 hits for the Rangers, no errors. The Royals had 6 hits, no errors. Again, they win 4-2 yesterday. Well, that game lasted forever because of the rain delay.
Yes, it was a 1 o'clock game, and it wasn't over until, what, maybe 5?
6. I think the post game was like 6.
Took a little while. They've been mentioned during one of the little promos that the sun had come out. The sun is shining.
I saw that, too.
Yeah.
Oh, I said, these are look better than me, man. You know?
Well, I think it's just exciting. I mean, last year we were really kind of dumbfounded that we were even here for 10 years. And this year it's like, wow, you know, here we go again. Let's see what we can do this year.
Well, you know, I'm older than you, so I should look worse.
You should look worse.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you look worse?
Both.
Okay. So it is today's the day. The farmer's market starts in an hour and 10 minutes. Get ready. The vendors will be there 9 to noon, right there on the square. And it's a good time, early in the morning until noon. It'll start getting hot. It'll be a nice day for that.
Only 6,009 fans, Hereford Steve said at the game yesterday.
6,000?
In Kansas City.
Oh, because of the rain, yeah.
I guess, well, the Royals stink, so that's probably part of it. They're bad.
I'm sure there were more people there before the rain started.
28-41, the Royals are.
Oh, really? 28-40? Oh, that's terrible. Oh, my gosh.
Not too good. What's the joke of the day? What can be done for a person who is becoming invisible?
Oh, I don't know. What can be done for a person who's becoming invisible?
Take him to the ICU.
Oh, jeez.
Or get a GoFundMe page or something.
Or just set up a GoFundMe. You know, GoFundMe.
This has been a taxing week.
It has since Saturday. Yes. It's kind of been a whirlwind, keeping up with everything that's going on and just trying to provide whatever support you can for those who are handling, you know, someone's crisis. When there's a crisis in the family, it becomes a big deal.
Chris Young said his mom is the coolest mom ever.
Oh, really? Well, how nice of him to say something nice about his mom.
He just turned 40 years old, you know?
He's 40?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
And she went and got him a Rolex for his birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A Rolex?
A titanium Rolex, he said.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
I don't like watches. I could care less if it's a Timex, Rolex. You know, I don't even wear a watch.
I like my little fitness watch. It keeps track. Keeps me on track.
I would never wear a fitness watch.
No. No,
that's not my cup of tea.
You wouldn't wear a fitness watch. You don't care.
I could care less what that thing says.
You don't want a watch telling you it's time to stand up.
I know when it's time to stand up when my back hurts. Like right now.
Your back only hurts when you're standing, so what's the point in standing?
It's going to hurt worse in about another 30 minutes. I climb up that stupid tower and fix the
antenna. We got to fix the FM antenna.
No, it's the Weather Service antenna,
right.
not the FM antenna.
Right, that's right. It's the Weather Service antenna, so we can get that going.
Now, the wind's ruined everything out here.
Do you have the new weather radio in here?
It's right there.
I can't see. It's dark over there. Where is it? Oh, there it is. It's in the corner. Okay. What if we plug it in? Do you think it'll run anything through the system?
I don't know. We'll see.
I think we should. I think we should plug it in.
Well, it's already hooked up. We just got to plug the cord in.
That's what I'm saying. We should plug it in.
We'll talk about that off the air. This is not business. This is fun time.
Okay.
Nobody cares about the Weather Service
radio.
Yes,
we will take care of that after we're off the air.
Here's my joke of the day.
Oh, here we go. This should be a good one.
Being married to a farmer is basically just hearing things will slow down next week, every week until you die.
That sounds like being married to somebody who owns a radio station.
Yeah,
or actually,
well,
both of you running
a
radio station.
We have a plot
station
over there by the second tower.
A clock by the
plot.
Burial
plot.
Oh, we're gonna
get
those.
Start digging the hole.
We're gonna get them dug 6 feet down so we can help.
Have some RF burn.
Yeah. We can help the signal get out there a little further.
You didn't see the information I sent to you about people that listen to the radio in the car?
Oh, I guess not. Let me see. Let me look at that. Okay.
From Radio Inc. magazine.
Broadcast radio remains firmly entrenched as the leading in-car radio or audio choice, according to a new international study that concludes drivers still expect radio to be a standard feature, even as connected vehicles offer an expanded array of entertainment options. Research unveiled Thursday, June 11th at World DAB Automotive 2026 in Frankfurt found that 83% of recent car buyers listen to radio while driving. This is why the iHeartRadio and the XM satellite radio deal fell through, because XM satellite wants to shut all the radio stations down so they can get the 70 plus million listeners
that radio has,
because they can't seem to get everybody to convert over and pay for it. People would rather get it for free. Duh. So yes, and we've known this, and people think you say that just because you own a radio station. Oh, you're just saying that because you don't want radio to go away. No, we say it because it's true. It's absolutely true.
Well, you can't fix stupid, you know.
Well, you can't convince people of the truth when they really don't want to hear the truth.
My favorite thing in Colorado was this guy told me at a grain elevator that nobody listens to the radio. I said, well, we'll just tell everybody that you guys are going to be having a big auction in a couple of weeks and going out of business.
Had, you know, people say that, and it's usually retail stores that say that. And we'll say, okay.
Nobody listens to that radio.
Tell everybody you're going out of business and you're having a 75% off sale, and we'll see how many people show up.
Don't do that.
Oh, don't do that. Well, if nobody listens to the radio, no one's going to show up, right? Oh, no. No, we can't do that.
Oh, man, I've heard all sorts of crap.
Yes, and shout out to the Heart City Secretary, Monica. She knows all about us. Glad to hear that she knows all about us.
And she perked right
she
up.
She was so helpful, and hopefully they did empty the dumpsters, because Sarah and Aaron were back yesterday using a shovel to clean out the garage. That's scary.
A scoop shovel like a hog lot?
I don't know. It might have been. Hopefully it wasn't a snow shovel. It'll probably break.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. You need to keep tabs on your friends and find out what's really going on in their life.
We used to listen to music and dream how great our future would be. Now we listen to music to remember how great our past was.
Yes.
Some of the stuff we hear is garbage.
Music takes you back. It does. It takes you back. You remember that summer. You remember that song. You remember whatever was going on at that time. Music is such a powerful medium. Okay, what else you got over there?
Well, we're going to talk about Texas Tech and Kirby Hokut.
Okay, one more thing from this little thing that you sent me. So it says, half of the respondents identified radio as the audio platform they use most often, compared with 20% for music streaming services and 12% for personal music libraries. So all the music that you download on your phone. Radio has shown a commanding lead in daily listening habits. 31% of respondents said they listened to broadcast radio every day during that they had listened to it during the previous week, then double there's something missing there. Okay, so, and that's more than double the people who listen to daily streaming. So there you go.
Brendan Source B has not played a single down as a Red Raider, you know.
Okay.
He's going to miss the first two games of the upcoming 2026 season.
You know, that's such a controversial thing. I don't understand why he's not taking the high road and saying, I don't want to damage the reputation of this school. I'm going to go ahead and go into the NFL draft. He can't go into the draft. It's over. But just see if he can get somebody to take him in the NFL. Why is he doing this? There are schools in other conferences that are saying, we will not compete with Texas Tech in any sport. And the Big 12 is talking about trying to have something, some way to get out of the Texas Tech games. And Ken Paxton said, you better watch out. Because the court ruled that the NCAA can't hold him back. So he needs to do the right thing and just step away and say, I'm gonna find something else to do.
Well, the rumor is he's going to Iowa State. They're hard up.
They lost their coach.
Everybody left.
He took
the players.
They always do, though, right? They always take the players with them. That's part of it.
Yeah, well, they took a bunch, so they may not win a game this year.
Who knows what'll happen? They do have a good coach that came in. He seems like he's got a solid background, but he's going to have to build a team.
Texas Tech Athletic Director Kirby Hokut said, I have two sons, including one who recently graduated from Texas Tech and played football there. And throughout the process, I kept asking myself, how would I approach this situation if this were my own kid, you know, in this mess?
Mm.
You know?
Well, but it isn't about it being your kid. It's about being the athletic director and making sure that all the rules are followed and that you're meeting a certain standard. You know, you have to set a standard for your players, and he doesn't meet that standard.
He needs to go to Iowa State or Kansas.
He needs to go to Division II or something. I don't know. He needs to go over there to Portales with
Eastern with what's his face?
Yes, from Baylor.
Grant Taft or somebody. I don't
Grant
know.
Grant Taft.
He used to go. Grant Taft used to coach at Baylor. You think I'm joking? What are you laughing about?
Oh, my Grant Taft.
Whatever his name is, I don't know. He's probably listening over there right now at Eastern. Eastern
New Mexico. What is his name? Art Briles.
Art Garfunkel.
He and Art Briles can rebuild their reputations together over there at Eastern. I mean,
Art
really.
Art Garfunkel there over at Eastern.
When you said Grant Taft, I'm thinking presidents. I'm like, how did you manage to put those names together?
I don't know any presidents, so all I know is football stuff.
Grant Taft
used to be at Baylor. Look it up.
I'm not even sure we've had a President Grant, but I know there's been a Taft.
His name was Terry Taft.
Oh, Terry.
I don't know.
Grant
Taft was a Baylor football
coach.
Probably back in the 70s.
Let's see.
Or 80s, I don't know.
He has a 70s haircut, that's for sure. He is 92 years old.
Oh, my God, 92?
He is the winningest coach in Baylor University history.
I told you that.
I thought you made that up.
My brain knows all sorts of stupid things.
He got the Paul Bear Bryant Lifetime Achievement Award last year. Wow.
He's 92?
He's 92.
Man.
Let's see. And he'll be 93 in November. Yeah.
He was a good coach down at the Baylor Bears.
He is the best in history of the school.
I interviewed him one time at the old radio station.
Ulysses S. Grant was the 18th president of the United States.
Well, that's not Grant.
Ulysses,
Kansas.
And then there's William Howard Taft, who was the 27th president of the United States. And
now
I'm like,
really confused.
Why
what?
Are you taking presidents' names and putting them together? Well, that's why.
Garbage
well,
over
I was
here?
I was thinking about naming some more of our sponsor
our
advertisers today. You know,
all right, that's a good idea.
We did a shout out to some of the ones that have been with us since the beginning of our state, and we didn't we did leave out First United Bank yesterday,
and
Def Smith Electric
cooperative was there.
With yes, Steve was the guy who said, yeah, let's do it. So you know, we've had some people who've been here since we started, and they've stuck with us all the way through.
Thick
and thin. And then, you know, some of the others that have been here with us, not as long, but a long time. Amarillo College, Brown Crop Insurance. He's been on since probably 2016 at least.
If you know where, text him and say we're talking about him.
We're talking about him again. Hey, those people are talking about you.
He gives me a hard time all
the
time over
there. Those dang Yankees are talking about you again.
Damn Yankees. Get rid of us.
D. Dimmitt Feed and Supply.
Joyce.
Joyce is one of our favorite people.
Yep, she's
you
fun.
Just yes, she is so much fun. We love visiting with her. The Dimmitt Vet Clinic and the Dimmitt Vet Supply both have been with us for quite a long time. Heart of the Plains Pump, we've mentioned Arthur yesterday. He has been such a great support for us. Let's see. I'm just looking for some
Lone Star Stockyards.
Oh, Lone Star's been with us. Oh, yeah. Winget Pump
in Hereford.
Up there in Hereford. Yeah, they signed up, I'm going to say, 2016, 2017, and they've pretty much stuck with us all the way through. So, and then some of our locals, West Texas Coffee, Van Pelt Real Estate. I'm just going
Stevens
through this
five-star
list.
Stevens 5-Star Chevy.
Stevens 5-Star.
James Brothers.
Dimmitt Irrigation. And Whiteface Ford. Whiteface Customs, I should say. So, you know, we've got a lot of people to be excited about.
They call me Tater Salad.
They call me Tater Salad. Ag Texas Farm Credit. Just really... really great people that we get to know. We get to visit with 87 Diesel over there in Happy, and the Cowboy Corner, and the Heart Stop over there in Heart. Lots of great things. And we get to promote their businesses, and we love that. So,
understand this before it's too late in life. You ready?
Oh, is it too late already?
I don't know. Number one, being too friendly invites a lot of disrespect from people.
Yes.
We got that problem right now.
Yes. Yes, you know, if someone's disrespectful to you, you can still be friendly to them, but, you know, you got to be careful. There you go, drinking your expensive water.
That's from the hotel. That ain't expensive.
From
that
your
was free.
Lavish. Oh, my
that
gosh.
That was free.
For as much money as we paid for that hotel, it should be free.
I don't care. I don't know. I don't want to know.
They have a 4.5-ounce container of trail mix for $14 in the room.
I wanted to eat it.
Yes, and then they have
no,
little...
No, you can't have that.
They're not peanut M&Ms, but they're like peanut M&Ms. They have another one of those for $14.
See, I made a mistake last year, and I ate one of those.
You took one.
Yeah,
and when you take it out of the room, and I said, why did you take that? I was hungry. We needed a snack. And I said, those are $14. Oh, I didn't know that. There's a little sign under the things. And the
I
prints,
don't read that
and
stuff.
It's kind of like the print at the bottom of the screen, you know, when they're telling you stuff on TV and it's so little you can't even see it. It's like that. It's that little. $14.
$14.70 it was.
And the Fuji water was $9.50.
I said, don't touch that bottle.
But it was on the label of the bottle so you could see it loud and clear.
Number two, sometimes it's not ego, it's self-respect.
Oh, yes. You have to respect yourself if you expect other people to respect you.
Number three, in the end, you just have yourself.
That's true, isn't it? It's a lonely world we live in.
Number four, things and people change and life goes on.
Well, that is things and people, including us, change, right?
Here's one that you heard a bunch of times over your lifetime.
I did.
Number eight.
Mm.
You ready?
I don't know.
Here
it comes.
Today.
Here it comes. Drum roll.
A clear rejection is better than a fake promise.
Oh, is that the truth? Now, that's what people say is rude about people from the Northeast. Like, a clear rejection is better than a fake promise.
You're the rudest person I've
ever
met.
Some people would rather lie to your face and think that that's polite than to tell you the truth.
I didn't say
what?
That.
Oh, I was just being nice.
I didn't really mean that.
No, I was just being
wrong.
Nice.
I didn't say that. That's a famous. We need a repeat of that. I didn't say that.
Oh, yeah, we do. Did I say that? No, no. You misunderstood.
You don't know how things are done around this damn place, dude.
Oh, boy, I don't, I tell you.
You're some Yankee from the East Coast. At least I'm a Midwest Yankee, which I think is better than the East Coast
people.
Well,
I would say that the Midwest Yankees are ranked a little bit higher than those that where I come
We're
from.
We're not quite as blunt.
We're considered the worst of the worst.
Now, the Midwest Yankees like to beat around the bush.
Oh, no, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
They tell you
the
straight
Midwest
up.
People do, too. No. I beat around the bush all the time.
Well, yeah, you do, but I don't.
No, Midwest Yankees beat around the bush.
Oh, I thought you
not
said
East Coast.
East Coast. Oh, okay,
the
yes,
people up
yes.
at the farm beat around the bush.
I agree. They
wouldn't tell you the truth if you had a knife to their head.
They like to dance around the topic, right? They, like, just get it out. Just say it. Whatever it is. That's how are you going to deal with it if you're dancing around it or, you know, making up
they
stuff.
They can do that for hours on hours.
Oh, my gosh. They can do that for a lifetime.
You've seen that in person.
I have. I have seen it in motion.
When somebody comes to visit, they're supposed to take care of somebody, and they're on the couch sleeping?
Yeah. Don't be passive-aggressive. Get right in their face and say, I'm not paying you to lay on the couch. Get up and do something or get out. That's what I would say. But that's just me, you know. I mean, that's
that
where
was
I...
good entertainment, actually. Wow. Lone Star Stockyards will be closed June 29th through July 5th.
Oh, the 29th through the 5th.
June 29th through July 5th. Their next sale after the 29th of June will be July 7th.
Oh, when you put that order in, I thought they were going to be closed starting next week.
No, June 29th.
Okay.
Through July 5th.
Through the July. Okay. Okay, now I understand. It's making sense to me
now. You want me to send
now.
That to you?
No.
Okay.
No.
They're going to take a little break because they just
thinking,
had...
I was thinking... Because?
They just had a new grandkid, I think.
Oh, they're going to go see the new grandbaby. Mm-hmm. Is that grandbaby in Georgia or somewhere?
Yep, somewhere
Carolina?
Over there in the southeast.
On the southeast coast, where they still rank a little higher than those northeast Yankees.
Damn Yankees, anyway.
Those damn Yankees.
I had a good conversation with Kenneth Schilling yesterday.
You did, and it sounds like he's doing better, isn't he?
I said, I didn't recognize you got a different pickup, dude.
Having a bit of a health issue, and he seems like
he's doing a lot better.
He's doing a lot better. I'm glad
that's
to hear
good.
That. He should stop in and say hello every now and
I
then.
I told him that.
Yeah. He said, lives just down the road.
We'll get you for that damn dog sometime.
Yeah. Did you hear her barking this morning?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Right before Sue Martin came on, somebody stopped on the side of the road right in the middle of our driveway. Right, and
what's wrong with that?
They were there for a good 5+ minutes, and I'm like, okay. How many people stop in the middle of the driveway? I don't understand.
Well, you never figure it out.
I won't.
Next Friday, there's no markets. It's a holiday.
Oh, yes. Juneteenth is coming up next Friday.
Holiday.
It's a national holiday. There will be no markets. And
national
we
holiday.
And we will not be live next Friday. We will just be here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So...
Hey, yeah. We need some salespeople in Canton and Amarillo if you want to apply, because I'm getting tired of doing all
we
this
We are looking
myself.
For a salesperson and to do some ag. If you're open to doing ag on the radio, we are looking for someone to help with that as well.
Most of your time would be out selling advertising.
Yes. Well,
not sitting in here fumbling around.
Our morning show is from around 6:30 to 9 o'clock is when you're done. And the rest of the day is for selling. You know, of course, we do offer compensation until you can get your sales up and get your numbers up to where you can at least meet that and then exceed it. But
you have to talk to Larry Bauer first because we're not we don't have time to screen
we
everybody.
We do have a two-step process in the interviews.
Two-step?
Yeah, because we will screen. Some, you know, first,
then you on Larry.
And then we'll decide if we want to send you on to Larry because Larry's the guy.
He's the bulldog.
Larry is, he's our radio dad. That's what we call him now. That's
Larry,
what I call
him.
And he has helped us so much with all that we do here. He keeps us on track. He keeps us going. He is an endless supply of information after his, how many 60+ years in radio? So
we're looking for somebody that lives in Canyon or Amarillo because we don't need help here. We need help up there.
We need, well, I mean, if you're here and you can drive to Canyon and Amarillo, that's fine
that's
with
stupid.
Us.
We need somebody
we're just
that lives
looking
there.
For a salesperson who can cover that area.
I talked to Cole Hicks about that the other day.
What did he say? Good luck?
Yeah. No, he said he'll keep his eye out. He needs more mechanics, too, so, you know, we're in the same
yes,
boat.
Yes, they're still looking for mechanics at 87 Diesel, so if you're a good diesel mechanic, give them a call.
On the Happy Highway.
Yes, on the Happy Highway.
June is
Happy.
Elder Abuse Awareness Month.
Oh, is it Elder Abuse Awareness?
Yep,
okay.
The month of June.
Nice.
According to the Plainview Herald. They had a little story about it.
Well, good. We need an Elder Abuse Awareness Month. I don't think people realize how much of that goes on in the world.
Last night, storms across Loveland, Matador, Childress, Lubbock, hail, high winds, and lightning.
Sarah sent a video from her little Ring camera, and it looked pretty... I didn't send that to you, did I?
No, you didn't send me nothing. You didn't reply to nothing I sent you.
Oh, you're
you
such
know,
a liar.
I'm
you
sick
are
of
such
being
a liar.
Like this.
I can see my replies right here. They're in the blue bubbles. Let me send that to you. Let me go into Sarah's thing.
This is why we have a communication problem around here.
No. I'm looking.
You don't reply.
I'm looking at the reason we have a communication problem.
Well, I can quit. I don't give a damn.
Okay. Okay. Just,
tomorrow?
You know.
I'll quit on Saturday.
Saturday. Okay. Well.
I got to get my stuff together.
Why wait till Saturday?
Well, I got stuff to do.
I got stuff to do.
Well, I thought we'd wait till the kids get out of school.
You sent me pictures of the car.
Yeah, that's a 72 Monte Carlo. The same one I had.
No, back in 2015 when we first came here and all of the water that was on the ground.
And the pasture?
Yeah, and the pasture.
Blow that up and look how bad the pasture looked 11 years ago.
It was a mess. Well,
Doug Schilling went out
video.
There with his chopper and chopped it up twice.
Hmm. Yes, and we could have bailed what was out there. It was really bad.
Doug said, sorry about the mess. I'm like, dude, it's a mess out there.
It's that's just
now you
what,
look at it now, it's like, wow.
Yeah, that's just what we get.
So Tommy Clark up there at Bushland had a little post on his page today.
Oh, really?
The Dumas High School class of 1986 40th reunion going on in Dumas.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah.
Get back together after 43 years. How nice.
There's a sign that says, class of 1986, we can still get down, it says.
Oh, that's 40 years, yeah.
Yeah,
I thought he said
years.
43. Okay.
No, 40th class reunion in Dumas.
Well, good for them. 40 years.
Works for old Kelly Roofing.
That's right.
He's the only guy we ever talked to that did what he said he was going to do.
I'm surprised that he's younger than both of us.
Why?
I didn't expect that.
Really?
I didn't expect him to be younger than both of us.
Here's my quote of the day.
Oh, okay. Quote of the day.
I do this all the time, so here you go. Ready?
All right.
The moment you accept responsibility for everything in your life is the moment you can gain the power to change anything in your life.
And you said you do this...
Every day.
Every day. Hmm. Maybe when you're sleeping.
Are you asleep?
Are you dreaming? This is a dream, right? This is... You're daydreaming about accepting responsibility. You're just
I'm
not going to make that a reality in the world.
I'm daydreaming about night things in the middle of the afternoon. Me and Chucky Pride. Chaz Pride. Pete Christie had lunch with a former Red Raider football player, Tony Bradford, this week, who is now a state trooper.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Look at the boys right there.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Isn't it nice? It's kind of like high school, right? When everyone goes on and does whatever they do with their life, you get to find out where they've been and what they've done. And the same thing with the former players.
Tony Bradford looks like a fun guy, actually.
He looks like a big guy.
He's big,
He doesn't
fun.
Look like he's somebody you want to meet up with on the side of the road.
Yeah, probably not. Don't make him mad.
Don't make him mad.
Man, I spit all over the glass table
Oh,
there.
You're spitting.
I guess so.
Well, you're declining by the second.
The 2026 Plainview Bulldog varsity football schedule has been announced.
All right.
Five home games.
Five home games for
cool.
all the fans.
Yeah. Angry Red, enough
well,
said.
And the Hart Longhorns have a whole new schedule this year, right?
Yeah,
because
it's pretty crazy.
They're in a, like, 1A... But they're in a different division, I guess, because they're a smaller school now by
I think
population.
They're going to be playing, what's that town over there by Tyler, Texas?
Tyler? Alito? Is that what you're thinking?
No.
I'm from Alito.
Really
we're
Tyler.
Great in football over there.
Shreveport, Louisiana. Some of these towns, man, they're a long ways away.
Oh, jeez. Man, they are. And the schools that are 6A, they really have a long haul to get to those places.
Here's a funny joke. I'm pretty upset about how fast my life went from MySpace to MyChart.
my levels. What are my levels today?
I don't know. So Sheldon Brashears last night on Channel 10 said, sideways down rain in Childress last night.
Sideways down rain.
And pea-sized hail.
Oh, really?
And street flooding in Childress. Paducah and Childress got hammered last night.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah.
And well, Lubbock, too.
We did see that Paducah had a severe... Did they have a tornado warning or just severe thunderstorm?
Severe thunderstorm warning. Yep. It's weird because the weather was east and south of here last night.
Interesting.
And today it's supposed to be north of here, so we'll see.
Hmm.
West Texas Koofy Shop today has bacon, lettuce, and tomato, and ham and cheese sliders with a chip and a pickle.
That sounds yummy. See? And they have breakfast burritos. You can get ham, sausage, and bacon. You know, just take your pick. Or you can, I guess you can get all of them in there. So you can go over there, go to the, get you some breakfast, and head over to the farmer's market, which is just two doors down to the east, and get all your great home-baked, homegrown stuff at the farmer's market, and then take it home, and then come back for lunch.
So what was I going to say?
I don't know. I kind of lost your train of thought.
Guitars, Cadillacs, and whatever it is in Amarillo looking for bartenders.
Oh, really? A job opening in Amarillo right there. Guitars and Cadillacs.
Guitars and Cadillacs.
I've never heard of that place. Where is it?
It's in Amarillo.
But where?
Over off of South Georgia somewhere.
Huh.
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Fridays from noon to 4. They'll be taking applications.
All right. We're taking applications any day of the week. Submit it through email. Go
Quit
to our website, kdhnradio.com. Employment.
The older you get, the quieter you become. Life humbles you so deeply as you age, you realize how much nonsense you've wasted time on.
Really?
Think about that.
I know. I'm thinking about that. I don't think you're getting quieter as you get older. I think you talk more. You think
That's your opinion.
That's true. That is my opinion. And that's my observation.
Guess who found Alice Cooper's credit card at a gas station?
Oh, no. Who?
Jeff Guy found a credit card at an Arizona gas pump, and it said Alice Cooper. So he took it to the office where the gas pump was and turned it in.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't
that cool? Alice said, I dropped it, and I couldn't find it, and then somebody else picked it up.
I didn't think that his name was really Alice Cooper.
I bet he's using that name on something.
I don't know, because that's his stage name.
Well, I don't know what it said. There's no picture of the card, but somebody
Vincent
picked up his credit
Damon
card.
Damon Fernier is his name.
Some dude found the credit card laying on the ground.
Interesting.
In Arizona, because he lives in Arizona.
Yes. You know, a lot of those people move to Arizona. People who have money can afford to live in Arizona. That's not people who own radio stations, though. That's not us.
No, we like to do things the hard way.
Now, the CEOs of the corporate radio stations, now they have
they
the money.
$6 million a year.
$6 million a year. And that's why all the radio stations are suffering, because they're sucking all the money out for that. You talk about payroll being so much of their expenses. Well, duh. You start with $6 million. Where do you go from there?
They pay that lady $6 million, and we pay ourselves $60 a week. That's on a good week.
Well, that's about all we can budget, I guess.
So severe storms are possible in the Texas and Oklahoma Panhandle later this afternoon.
You know, I noticed the dew point's going to be pretty high here all day.
Well,
Did
it's
you?
Already 63.
It's going to be in the 50s all day today.
It's 63 this morning.
But the humidity doesn't look like it's going to hang in there. I'm not sure what we'll get out of
these
that.
These storms will fire off between 3 and 6 p.m.
So for us as well?
Yep.
Yeah, the dew point at 3 is going to be 63 here.
Man, I'm looking at that picture from the
I know. Awful. I know.
Wow, look at those broken down stems.
That tree in the background is the same tree that's out there. That's the same
thing.
See
that pile of grass there?
It looks like tree limbs. I'm not sure.
Man.
And the humidity's going to be, it's going to drop into the 40% and 30% this afternoon. So I don't know. We'll see.
Well, guess what's happening in Lubbock according to KCBD and Abner Rusty.
Oh, I don't know. What is going on? What's going to happen?
Back in September of 2024, Big Chicken opened, and that's owned by the Shack Man, Shaq O'Neal.
Oh, I heard about that yesterday. He opened it 2 years ago, and they closed it.
It's closing on Milwaukee Avenue right
yes.
now.
Yes.
Yep. Did you see a picture of Shaq and Pete? Look at that.
Oh, my. Yes, when they opened it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm looking at the field. Oh, my gosh.
That looks awful.
That looks terrible. And you know what? I don't even remember that thing there. That must have been a separate tree
that was
over there.
I don't
even remember that.
You said it was the one we cut down, but it's not.
No, that is a different one. I was thinking it was all the limbs because all the trees here look like shrubs because they had never been trimmed on the bottom. They were just left, you know, let all the shoots grow out. So I was thinking that's what that was, but no, that's much further back.
That tree out there by the road looked like a bush.
It did. Both of them did. Both of those trees look like big bushes. And we have a mulberry and something, and I think a fruitless mulberry. I don't know.
So now you remember that tree. It was pretty sick looking.
I don't remember that at all. I don't have any memory of that tree at all. I only remember this one and the evergreen that was behind it, and we cut that one down a long time ago.
USDA pegged the U.S. winter wheat crop production 1.029 billion bushels in our WADZI yesterday.
Oh.
A cut from 1.048 billion in May and the smallest winter wheat crop since 1965, the year you were born.
Oh, 1965, 61 years ago.
Holy
cow.
Ask Ethel, call the streak.
Don't look, Ethel. Winter wheat crop stinks this year.
Yeah, I feel bad for the U.S. custom harvesters.
I feel sad. I feel bad for the farmers and the
farmers,
custom harvesters.
Custom harvesters.
Yeah, it's been a bad year for wheat. Maybe the rest of it will. Hey, I'm looking out the window and I see that it looks like corn over there is getting really tall.
That was a sad looking picture.
That is what the studio used to look like.
That looked awful.
That was bad. That was before we painted. That's before we cleaned up, because there was stuff piled up all underneath the table, remember? And the cobwebs were unbelievable. So we've been trying to get a look at our license, our radio license on the website, on the public file. And if anybody's ever tried to open it, you can't, because it says it's corrupt. Well, I contacted the FCC to get a copy of it, and they sent me a copy of the license from 1980 under Plains Media. And I said, this license doesn't even say that we are on the air at night, and we are. We're at low power at night. And the guy goes, I've never seen a file that hasn't been updated for 62 years. So he had to go in and create a license for us, and now it's finally there with all, and hopefully it has all the correct information in it, because we're in trouble
just
if it doesn't.
Just another mess.
Yes. That's how well they've been keeping up with stuff. 62 years, and all the different owners that have been here, we're the fourth owner, and nothing has been updated since 1964. Nothing has been updated since 1964.
Why don't you just broadcast that over the radio? Oh, you already did.
Because that's the FCC's responsibility. That's their job. Every time something's been submitted, every time something has been changed, they haven't changed it. They haven't updated the information, and they finally did yesterday. So there you go.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that.
I don't know what to say about it either. I was not happy about it.
95% of Colorado is still in a drought, it says.
95% of Colorado.
From Fox 31 News in Denver.
Wow. That's and there's so much to burn there. Holy cow.
A lot of stuff. Man. Well, they got some snow a few weeks ago.
You know, they did get some big snows up there towards the end of the season. What, April, even early May? But I guess it wasn't enough.
Got some interesting news before we wrap it up today. Joe Goggins, a lifetime livestock marketer and rancher, will take over as the president of the Livestock Marketing Association during their convention June 17th through the 20th in Deadwood, South Dakota.
Oh, Deadwood. We've been to
Deadwood. Let's go. That's next week.
Let's go.
Hmm.
That's when we were there. We were there during that week last year because it was our anniversary. Our wedding anniversary is next week.
I know. He went to Montana State.
Oh.
Has a degree in animal science.
Nice.
Before getting his passion notched up for auctioneering.
Who was it the other day that I looked up and I said, they have a degree in animal science? And you said, really? I forget who that was. It was somebody who's not in the agriculture world. Somebody else.
I don't know. So anyway, that's coming up, 17th and the 20th. In Deadwood, South Dakota.
Through the 20th?
17th through the 20th.
Okay.
Livestock Marketing Association's annual convention in Deadwood, South Dakota.
Deadwood, South Dakota.
I've never been to that.
Well, let's go. It's a good time to take a vacation.
Let me send you
that. Well, no, we already have plans, so.
Who cares? We had plans last year, and then we had to drive halfway across the damn country. Yeah, right. You remember that?
That was a decision we both made. That wasn't
you
my
made
decision.
That when I was asleep. Next thing I know, I'm in a car.
Still not taking responsibility for that, huh? Thinking about it.
Huh?
What are you talking about?
All right, we got 9 o'clock markets, but we don't have any markets next Friday.
Okay, so we do have a live market report at 9 o'clock coming up. And then, of course, we have the Farm Bureau market starting at 9 all the way through 2, and then 3:30 for the closing markets. Top of the hour, every hour, right here on KDHN. All of your ag information coming from the Agriplex report, and we do our interview replays at 9:30 and 10:30. And then we have ag news, weather, markets, everything. This is your 100% ag station. We're not going to pretend that we do this all day long.
We'll have a studio somewhere else.
But we'll give you the most important information you need, daily, updated, current. We're not going to give you Friday's markets on Tuesday. We're going to give you Tuesday's markets on Tuesday. We're not going to give you Tuesday's markets on Friday either. We're going to give you Friday's markets on Friday. Okay, everybody have a great day. Thanks for tuning in to KDHN, 1470 AM, 102.7 FM. The Twister. Todd and Nancy in the morning, the best station, best country music in the panhandle. Everybody have a great day. Have a great weekend. We will be back next week.